Hello, everybody. George here. And today I want to talk about the new iTunes, and I want to be specific. I'm coming from the perspective of trying to run this on a PC using Windows 7. And it's the first thing that I've observed is it seems to slow the computer down. And this is a computer that has available 6 gigabytes of RAM. I'm not exactly sure how fast the processor is, but it's a relatively new machine. I bought it in the summer. And part of one of the incentives for getting it was to assist in iTunes, because it just would all but paralyze the notebook that I used to run it on. But it's slowing this one down. It seems to be demanding. Anyway, I find that I'm locked out of anything but music. I can get around my music vaguely, and probably get an album list and all the rest of that. But there seems to be all these buttons, and I used to be able to get a hold of a bunch of menus. I'd hit the Alt key and I'd have a series of menus: File, Edit, View. I've forgotten them all. There were a few specific ones that pertained to iTunes as I knew it. But this new iTunes that they've come out with, it's iTunes 11. I just downloaded it, installed it today, and I'm sorry. I really am, because unless I'm missing something, that there's a lot of it that I'm not finding access to. I have purchased things from the store. I bought, like, seasons of a TV show. I have podcasts. And the only thing that I can seem to access right now is music, iCloud, which there's no music, or none of the media in, and radio, which I don't really want. And I'm wondering if anybody out there has had this particular experience. I'm frustrated. You know, frankly, actually, I'm pissed off. For a company which has done so beautifully in making a beautiful device like the iPhone accessible, and iTunes accessible. It was a bit awkward, but it was accessible. I don't know if you people on the Mac are experiencing this differently, or if I'm just missing something on my PC that I can't figure out. I'm going to try and do some more research, but if anybody out there knows anything I don't, keyboard shortcuts and the like, how to get to different media types on there, and just general mobility. It's really radically changed. Anyway, I guess that's enough ranting about that. I hated to have to end my, I don't know. I'm at a place right now where I have Wi-Fi, so I tend to do downloads and larger items like that here, where I can get the Wi-Fi access. It appears my wife has found something. Perhaps I'll have to continue this a little bit later.
6:20. Pause recording.
Okay, I had to pause for a moment, and it turns out that I'm partially incorrect. The menus are there. However, they're not audible. I'm guessing that's because they're of some sort of graphic representation. And so, even if they are there, I'm not aware of them because my screen reader is not voicing them. And it's an irony in this sense also, because in previous versions of iTunes, for accessibility, they recommended Window Eyes specifically. And so I'm not sure what's going on, if this is just an interim sort of thing that they're going to try to fix or what. I really, really do hope so, because honestly, they had a wonderful thing and probably still do. It's just not accessible at the moment. Anyway, I really hope everybody else's day is going well, and perhaps you're more successful than I at this. But yes, I hope everybody has a wonderful day. This is just one thing in my life, and it's something that can be put aside. And I'm looking forward to going out to open mic and playing some bass tonight and hanging with the people and having a good time. So until next time, take care. Bye for now.